Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababotshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo zeCCC. Nasi nhengo dzebato iri 26 dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri webudiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children ndapinda tikamirira mwana, but mutemo wedu uri kuti zita remwana harifanirwi kupublishwa pese panoitwa nyaya yemwana, poti inofanirwa kupiriwa in English the gallery should be cleared. So taita application yekuti gallery ikliwe, yezuro nyaya yakatotongwa inhwesa arimo, but nhasi patasvika tabva tati gallery ngarikliwe. So application iyoyo ndiyo yazopedzisira yaita kuti nyaya ipostpone kuenda mangwana, because vamwe vese 24 vane konzero yekuti vatongwe, vanhu vese varimo nekuti vanhu vakuru, but for vana vadiki zvinovapa trauma, zvinovapa kuti even masitao achipiswe kana vakatongwa makazara vanhu nekuti hatizivi vari kutora mapikicha hatizivi vari kutora umbo saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa insecret pasina vanhu vakawanda saka basically ndozvataita mukati mezuva ranhasi taita application yekuti gallery ipiwe kana kuti paite separation of shower separation of shower tongoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pake ega vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri ndo zvinotaura kodzero dzevana izvozvo.
That was Pamela Morimwa of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of the minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public. In the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Machingauta, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo sikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziva uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe sinenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza komthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephiwe ibail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sasile meeting umhlangano i-CCC aso nhlanganiso yabhanwana inhlanganiso e-operato kusemthethweni okufanele i-contest nxa kubiza ukhetho kufanele kube le-competition. I-competition itsho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigna kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besile mhlangano wethu o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo kufanele ukliwe ngenxa yokubana umthetho wezimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze ama-meeting abo ke in private nxa yokuthi siyake lapho siya khona phambili ama-public mini njengamara siyabhuka ngoba umthetho siyawazi kodwa sikubonayo ukubana ke kulokhu sitshenziswa komthetho against nayikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-animal farm kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezele abanye uvumele abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson the Gift Ostalosi Ziva talking to our reporters in Harare today. To help us dissect this hot button issue, we are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Muringai. We saw, Mr. Muringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested at the weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our Constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the Triple C, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms for all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Mureshu. Freedom Mureshu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The Triple C, Mr. Mureshu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, it's a game that we now know that every time throughout the elections, our opposition members, opposition, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, authorization from the police, knowingly that they'll get arrested. And, I know throughout the election, you get free publicity for being arrested and start getting sympathy from the people. So this is a game that they're good at it. But the citizens of Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game. But they also want good some publicity by getting arrested, and so they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what ZANU-PF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, so that the image of Zimbabwe be trained and so forth. So we're used to it. And I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware that they can be played by the opposition.
Kodwa Mureshu, umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu. Aso rale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe-Triple C bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa. Bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le-Triple C. Baboshwe ngaliphi-ke khonapho, ngawuphi umthetho? Ngoba umthetho othi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa, kodwa lowo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu.
And njengoba ukhuluma Mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-Triple C akade behlangene, ubungumhlangano awutsho yikho. You can't say ngumhlangano it was a private meeting. Yet you are very clear to say abo amalunga a opposition abothiwe ezimhlangano ubungumhlangano we-Triple C. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got our security sector which is very, very vigilant, and they've got to call counter intelligence. Yesterday we used to see people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around people were arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement that do it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think umhlangano is very clear. We say abant lava, abant yoto. We say umhlangano. Lapa, in venue maybe, we say venue, in the month, also fit. But also like, umhlangano, aren't you? So it was a meeting planned. Planned meeting towards the my election that night. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police. Now, so that they are cleared. And it's for their own good, because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues. So abantu bangenele ngesenze imhlangano bayathathwa. So amapolisa akhona ukuthi bavikele, and it's not like abafuni benze imhlangano. Bengahamba emapoliseni bebhukha umhlangano wabo, they are protected by the law of Zimbabwe. Amapolisa azabakhona so that kungabi labanye abantu ababuyayo bezofuna ukubaphambanisa umhlangano wabo.
Mhm. Kodwa kulomahluko khonapho mnumzana Murechu, akulamthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting. And umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting. Kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu. Ikho iTCCC isithi cha abantu laba babotshelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Moringai murukunzwa va Freedom Urechi vari kutaura hanza hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public. Nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa.
Tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU PF is an organization isingateedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi. Tikuona kuti Mr. Mrechi vari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba, which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally. A private meeting in the house, has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area. Yanga iri mumba, ma MP wedu vamachingauta, and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu ACCC, they are planning something, of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government, ichapa vanhu, a freedom. Yavakarwira ivo ZANU PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga ACCC yada kutitorera power and all these other things. But apana zvakadaro, isusu we're a peaceful party. We've been peaceful from the beginning. Apana kana mirizhongo yatatanga, asi tirikuona mapurisa ari kuabuzwa nestate kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Moringai. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition ACCC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sana kusixhuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga ACCC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphathamandla seACCC umnumzana Tim Moringai kanye lo mnumzana Freedom Murechu, umholi wabasakhula bezanu PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, We show you the whole picture.
Vachangwati bata in Venuro Ye Studio 7, we are Tripachrongwache Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi Trikuta or Aninya Kusungwa Kwenengo, the Bator no Pigisa Red Triple C, Iro Rukuchamachema Richiti, Nengo Zaro, Zaku Shumburuzo, and Urumende Zanu PF Pamberi Pesaruzo. Mimwezi zichaitwa mimwezi mishoma inotevera nasi muchirongwa tina vatimuringai ve Triple C muno mu North America pamwe chete na va Freedom murechu ve batore Zanu PF kubulawayo mpenduke kuwe mnumzana murechu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police taking the side of ZANU-PF, they are not being impartial in their discharge of duty, especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Muruku Shwana Oseiva Mrecho.
Publicity. But there's no selective application. I just know that the general Bushinga, I would like to victimize my MPs. That I wonder if my youth is Lawayo and Tama Golakam Bushinga, Atinagamboti, Mapurisa, Abutorama site, and Akusinga and his MPs Kufura and the opposition. Atinagumbo complain. Upon a selective application.
Asizozo inya zisinene zvematongero enyika vamurechu. Panyaze zvematongero enyika apa tirikuona pane nhengo dzenyu dzinombochisidzira dzinombokurudzira mhirizhonga kuti vachamisa ngavaurawe, asi pari zvinhu hasati dzasungwa nanhasi.
Imini maka vanhu vanofarira mahuman rights vachiti vanhu ngavave nemarights avo. President Erdogan took every day, almost every day, Facebook, but Twitter, as it took on his news, nothing in Singham Boyti. At Nakumbona Munuan, Akambu Singapuzi, I took a president. For the president, I got all another right.
Vamurechi ndikubatei muromo. Vanhu vakawanda vanogara vachisungwa apa vachinzi vatuka mutungamiri wenyika. Vakawandisa mhero kuti hamuzionere nyaya dzacho mumatare. Asi batai makadaro kuti mbotora mutereri. Sitati mulaleli kwele South Africa uroy. Mutereri makadi henyu?
Makasimba hangu baba, makasimba.
Aiwa, takasimba kana makasimba. Mapinda muchirongwa, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Kwete ndakiwa nekuti ndamusira muchirongwa.
Ziri kushungurudzwa here nhengo dzeTriple C? Dziri kuti dziri kushungurudzwa asi ZANU-PF iri kuti handizvo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Izvi zviri pachena zvazvidibare. Hazvidibare vakuru vangu vasingoti isi tinongoguma tichiti Mwari dai vapindura nokuti hakutenderwi kukosera. Wakosera ari weTriple C watopinda dambudziko. Vanobva vatomuka zenze chairo chairo kuita sekutoti ikriminari yaro. Handiziri kuti dandobato rega here iro ZANU-PF munyika umu. Dai Mwari apindira nekuti mweya wavanawo chaiwo chaiwo totoshava kuti zvinombofamba sei, kuti tasunukukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika mamiri akati havaionewo here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe, havanoramba. Saka tichata sei manje?
Amen. Otobvunza imimi varoi. Poitwa sei?
Ndozvo tiri kutaura kuti dai vodai vagona kupa vanhu mukana vanokanzena vachikanzena vanotaurawo nezveshekore tiriposi vachitaura kutaijiravo vari furii taivo nokuti ve zanupiefu vari furii kuita zvavanodi zvavanoda nguva nenguva saka dai vapavo vanokwanisa vetiriposi vambuparidzirawo vanhu tionewo kuti zvinomira sei kwete kuvhundusira nokuva vanhu nozvavari kuita izvo hazvina kumira zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Roy
no ndinotenda baba ndinotenda.
Thank you very much. Mnumzana Muringai vakona vanya vakalayo lapha bathi yebo amalunga enu engabe hlukuluzwa kodwa ibandla lenu lalo lungani kalila direction umkhokheli wenu babu tsamisa ungani kaudobhi kuhle umtshina ungani uyalahleka nje esikhathini esiningi batsho njalo abanye uthini wena ngalokho.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. Hayi but ngifuna ukuthi lilungise lapha kade kukhuluma khona umreti bebefake ipikitsha yami hayi ansiyo so ngathiwa confusion bitan
sorry ngizakhuluma labo producer bami sorry.
Alright, that I no problem. So mina ngathi khonapho ma kungela plan obesithi ubaba uChamisa is not doing the right job. Why is ZANU-PF arresting all our leaders? In an independent democratic country like Zimbabwe, which has peaceful people, why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested? We have Babu Job Scala that's been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve. Bail has been refused for him for 7 or 8 times. Katesi sebebophe champion in chief owenza organizing umnumzana uchibaya lo umnumzana machingeuta kwaku lo umnumzana sithole in a country that is democratic and peaceful akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF. So thina sesikhangela umongameli welizwe uEmerson Mnangagwa sithi he is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe. Is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now to remove the ZANU-PF government? So I think esikubona is all these things that they have had. Wabula umboneni ncube, we know that last year during the March elections, wabula wabanye echiweshe lapana, and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people. But one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome. There is no fear anymore. We are going to vote ZANU-PF out, no matter what they do.
Siyabonga Muringai. Sikhathi sibuyele kumurejo as we close. Mureshi ubusithi wena abantu abasabotshwa ngokuthethi umongameli bengisithi mina bahlala bebotshwa abantu almost every week kodwa kungelani lalokho usigqibela uhlelo ngamafitshane uyamuza ubaba umringayo uthi liyesaba nje ko libahlukuluza lesaba ukhetho
ngiyamuza kodwa lo ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo lokho uyazihluphela ZANU-PF vele kayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isimine kudala ngoba siliphathe lama-structures sisingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazavota ngobuningi babo evoteni ZANU-PF. I-ZANU-PF kayiyindawo. I want to make it very clear to Comrade Muringai that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzahamba ngamanzi lamagesi ema-thawunzi-ke lapho abalokuzayo ngathi ngamanzi ama-thawunzi lawa arana i-opposition yibo kuzabe kuhamba kuphela kothi ZANU-PF not going anywhere.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga. And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests. That's Mr. Tim Muringai of the CCC as well as Freedom Murechu of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. I'm your host, Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.